You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So what would you say was the highlight of your weekend?
Gosh, man, there was multiple things. I will say Friday was really nice because I was able to kick off the weekend with a nice little lunch date with Sweet Knickknack because the kids were wrapping up their adventure camp on Friday. So we had a little bit of time before we had to go pick them up. And, you know, we don't get to do that very often in summer because the kids are always around. So that was really nice. We got to go sit at a bar and she had some sort of fufu pizza and I had a burger with a weird side. It was mini potatoes as the side. I shot you the picture of it, but quite
and
delicious.
And I believe my first response quite was, delicious. What the hell is that
I
next
know.
To the burger?
It's a burger with little mini potatoes, and somehow it worked. So Friday was really nice. And then Saturday, we were just looking for something to do because we had a weekend open, and we talked about going to the mountains. And I was like, I don't want to sit in mountain traffic. I was like, let's go down to Castle Rock. We haven't been down to Castle Rock in years. There's a couple little vintage antique stores we wanted to check out down there and a farmer's market we had been wanting to get down to. Because, you know, we were just looking to buy some overpriced salsa and spices, Dom.
Right.
Sure. I came very close to buying a cow, though. There was a guy set up. I've been toying with this for a few years about buying like a half a cow and getting it processed mm-hmm. and, you know, throwing it in the freezer. And they had one of the guys down there from one of the ranches that were down in Larkspur. And oh boy, am I tempted. That's a lot of meat, though. It is a lot of meat.
You know, I seem to recall that you and I were convinced we were going to do that. You were going to get a half. I was going to get a half. Or we were each going to get a quarter.
Yeah,
and then we never
quarter.
Did it.
And then like, he had coolers there, and he's like, well, this is roughly a quarter, this is about half, this mm-hmm. is a whole, and, you know, so you can kind of see how much freezer space you're going to need. But, man, it's not cheap. It's definitely not cheap, but you're getting
is it cheaper than if you, say, go to Costco and get
I
a bunch of meat?
I think it boiled down to, like, $16 a pound for everything, but it's a lot. But, yeah, so I didn't pull the trigger on that. I got his card, though. And then we went to a brewery down there I wanted to check out. And then we were very dangerous and took the kids into the Denver Dumb Friends League down there just to visit with the animals. Because my daughter is just an animal nut. And we're like, well, let's go visit the animals that are in cages and want people to, you know, finger them through the holes there and try to pet them. That sounded bad.
Did you come away with an animal?
No, we didn't. I mean, it was we knew going in, like, we had the talk in the car before we went in. You know, we're not leaving with an animal. We're just here to visit, giving them, you know, some people time. And it was me, mostly, that they had to worry about because there was a lab there that had the cutest little eyes and he was staring up at me from his little cage, giving me the please take me home look. And Knickknack was like, don't do it. Don't you do it. She's like, think of the big poops in the backyard.
Which, that's funny. We're going to be talking about that in our trending report. This whole thing about people not picking up their dog poop.
Yep.
Interesting story that we'll get to here.
And
in
she was like,
bit.
Just, you
well,
don't like Goldie
like
Fawn's little
weekend.
Nuggets. She's like, wait until you get big lab turds in the backyard.
Mm-hmm. So,
but yes, very, very nice weekend. Some good family time, good food, good beer. It's really nice.
Friday, Gretchen and her daughter wanted to go see, they did go see, the new Barbie movie, which we'll also talk about in our trending report.
So
by the way,
stuff.
They loved it. They
okay,
just
good.
Had a blast.
Good.
So they drove there in Zoe's car, and then I picked up Gretchen from the theater, and we went to a Persian restaurant, which is so good. Mm. Sat at the bar, had some Persian food, which was delish. There was a bunch of people dancing to a band that I had to post on Facebook. I haven't posted in like a year, but it was just so... The funny thing about it is that I posted a video with the whole intent being, I'm sorry, just good-naturedly poking fun at the way people dance. And yet, the overwhelming number of comments on it was, oh, that looks like fun. Oh, those people are having a great time. And I'm like, do you see what they're doing? And the cheesy
I'm glad
song
you explained
that they're dancing.
It. I figured that's what it was, but I will be honest with you. I watched that video about four or five times. I was like, what am I looking for here?
It's just
I don't
funny
get it.
White people dancing. And it's
okay.
To working for the weekend.
Then you need to put that on there on your caption. Here is funny white people dancing.
I could, but
you
I
need to explain.
I just gave people the benefit of the doubt that they would look at it and go, oh my God, that's hilarious.
Okay.
But too many people are like, that looks like fun. And I'm like, okay, well, that's fine.
It did look like fun.
People were having a blast.
They were, man. Tearing it
I just
up.
Was, for me, that was a drive-by video kind of thing. I just walk-by video. I just walked by, took the video, went on my merry way.
This is why you don't post on Facebook anymore.
Yeah,
because you get too
like,
frustrated.
It's not a frustration.
You're like, come
it's
on.
More, I find it hilarious that I'm just not on the same wavelength with people. I'm just not. So that's all fine. That's fine. Anything else I want to tell you about? Oh, I thought of you, speaking of food, too, because what's the food that you constantly have made fun of your wife when she makes?
Oh, the ZD.
You've been making ZD for 15 years.
Yeah, it's the worst.
And Jeremy used to always make fun of Nicole's baked ZD, and I went over to their house, the one time I've been invited to their house in 20 years. And Nicole made baked ziti for me, and it was really good. Okay, so Gretch made baked ziti this weekend. I don't think she's ever made it for us before. And she doesn't know about your story, and she doesn't know about Nicole's thing. She just made it. I go, what are you making? She goes, baked ziti. And I was like, oh, my God. I almost took a picture and sent it to you.
Yeah.
But then I thought, no, I don't need to start some sort of flame war over baked ziti. So
well, I've already taken it over at the house, so that war has been fought already. I've taken it over. So,
and then the last thing that I'm going to share with you that is my show recommendation. Remember, I told you, I think it was a week ago, I told you that we watched this documentary on George Michael.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting. Well, there's a separate documentary that's just about Wham, which obviously starred George Michael. But it's just, I think it's just called Wham, you know, exclamation point.
Okay.
And it's on Netflix, so you can't watch it anymore.
Watch it.
But I got to say, again, fascinating show about the four-year quick rise to the top of a big 80s pop band and then how they went their separate ways after just 4 years. And I've heard a couple of people say, you know, hey, this Wham documentary is really good. Whether you like the band or not, or the music, is kind of irrelevant.
Okay.
It's about the making of pop stars and how things can get a little bit crazy.
Okay.
Especially when one person in that act is the obvious superstar and it comes to the point where they need to break away on their own.
Okay.
So it's I do recommend that documentary for people who are into that kind of stuff, and especially fans of 80s music. You should check it out.
Can I borrow your Netflix password now?